Adam's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Earlier this week, JP Morgan chief Jamie Dimon told BBC News that US stocks were overvalued and some AI investments would likely be lost. That followed a warning from the Bank of England about an AI bubble in the US and comments by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos last week that there was an AI bubble, but it wasn't the bad kind. Financial markets commentator Susanna Streeter joins us on the line now. Susanna, if there is an AI bubble, are any signs that it's bursting?
Not yet. Certainly, you're still seeing the big stars like Nvidia gain traction on markets, reaching record levels, really eye-watering amounts. And so for now, it seems the enthusiasm for all things AI is continuing. But with all of these warnings that are emerging, particularly this week, as you say, I do think it's going to lead to more reassessment of portfolios. And we've already been seeing this. So institutional investors have been putting their money elsewhere. We've seen gold rise to record levels, but also there's more appetite for companies to invest in companies in Europe as well, because people are thinking, look, this is the time to really reevaluate and see whether I'm too heavily invested in the United States, because these tech giants that invest in AI have got huge sway on indices. It's really worth checking out whether or not your portfolio is too heavily skewed.
If we do see this correction, as has been predicted in US stocks, Jamie Dimon says he thinks it'll be in the next 6 months to 2 years, particularly the Magnificent Seven that you talk about, you know, most of whom have made big bets on AI. What would that mean for European markets and stocks? Would it lead to a shock here as well? Or, as you say, could it be a good thing in terms of investment shifting towards Europe?
If there is a big slide in the United States, it inevitably will cause some contagion. But let's remember, if you're investing, you have to look at the longer term. You have to go with the market's ups and downs. This happens. It's happened before. Look at the dot-com boom and bust. There will also be survivors of any potential storm on financial markets, even within that particular sector. And not all tech companies are created equally. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, of course, Jeff Bezos talking about it. Well, he's been there, done that, because Amazon stock plunged 90% during the dot-com bust. But as we know, it's risen by so much ever since then. And so there will be survivors. And actually, some of the future stars of AI may still be in production, you know, being dreamed up in a lab waiting to be discovered.
Yeah. Is this what Bezos meant about, you know, he said it wasn't a bad bubble, maybe a good one like the dot-com crash, that there would be good things to come out of an AI bubble burst?
Well, that's certainly true to say that a lot of companies have, rather than having AI technology really ingrained within them and really offering something new, are riding on the bandwagon. Mm. And so that's what he means by that. And that there's been so much hype across the sector. If you look at the biggest players, they are very well capitalized. They're stronger operationally and financially than the bubble stocks of the dot-com era. But inevitably, there will be a shakeout. But, you know, a quarter of a century, it was hard to foresee how much of an impact the internet would have over our lives. And still, the potential for AI, I don't think, is fully visible yet.
Yeah, and you wonder as well, you know, the stock market probably more disconnected from the real world now than it was in the dot-com era. So would it mean much for consumers?
I think, you know, obviously, if the stock market falls, that does lead to a loss of confidence as well. Mm-hmm. And particularly in the United States, and it's the world's largest economy, a lot of Americans have their pensions, their futures invested in the stock market. So it will cause some repercussions through the US economy, and then that will have a knock-on impact. But again, as I said, you have to keep an eye on a long-term horizon if you're investing. And if you do that, you should be able to withstand the ups and downs of the market.
Okay. Financial markets commentator Susanna Streeter, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.